We're doing the Drashot HaRan, and the Ran in his concluding paragraphs now is giving a little bit of Mussar. He's saying some kind of plague had plagued them. So many people were dropping like flies. So the Ran says, what I've discussed until now are general points that people should do tshuva, taking false vows, sinat chinam. They're relevant to every person. Shenichshal beim adam tamid, that people are stumbling on over and over again. אבל הדברים הפרטיים כל אחד ואחד יודע נגעי לבבו. But on a personal level, every person knows their own issues, their own things they have to fix. והמצווה עליו לרפות את שברו. Every person has a mitzvah to cure his own weakness. כפי מה שידו משגת, in accordance with what he can. That's an important point. He didn't say fix it all and be perfect today. He said, work within the range of what you can do. Meaning there's a range. This line is so important. Ran says, everyone has the responsibility to improve within their range. That's a whole philosophy in that sentence.
We have to know what our range is.
Right. That means a person shouldn't wake up in the morning and say, you know, I should be so different already today. No, I should be a little bit better today. Let me improve a little bit today.
That's why we have the rabbis and Bochamir. They help us upgrade our range.
Sorry, all of us. ומי שמשלים חוק תשובתו, הרי זה משובח. And when a person does his quota of tshuva, so that's praiseworthy. ומי שאינו משלים בה, and whoever does not, אלא שהתחיל בה ולא גמרה, even if a person starts the process, but he doesn't finish the process, הרי כן מחטאתו, even if it's not perfect, but he's made headway, and that's also another important concept. Very often we say, I'm not going to start because I don't see myself completing it. I don't see myself attaining perfect tshuva. I don't see myself perfecting this point in my personality. So what? Start. Make a little bit of headway tomorrow. Be a little bit better today than we were yesterday. Even if I didn't get to perfection, שאפילו מי שמשים את ליבו דעת לשוב בתשובה מקל עונשו. Even if a person only decides that I want to do tshuva, he's already improved himself. ואני למד דבר זה, and the Ran says, my proof for what I just said, that even if you just decide to do tshuva, you've already improved, and haven't you already a step forward? I know this from what it says in the Torah, ממה שכתוב בתורה, והיה יבואו עליך כל הדברים האלה, הברכה והכללה, אשר נתתי לפניך. When these things come upon you, Moshe says, the blessings, the curses I've put before you. והשבותה לבבך, then you should take heart. בכל הגויים אשר דיחך השם אלוקיך שמה, wherever you are amongst the different nations. ושבתה עד השם אלוקיך, Moshe says, return to Hashem your God, ושמעת בקולו, and you'll listen to his commandments. ככל אשר אנוכי מצווך היום, as I'm commanding you today, אתה ובניך, you and your descendants, בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך, with your full heart and soul. ושב השם לוקח את שבותך וריחמך, Hashem will bring back the remnants of the people who can return, and Hashem will have mercy over you. ושב, Hashem will return, וקיבצך מכל העמים שרפיצך השם לוקח שמה. Hashem will bring you back from all the nations you've been scattered. So the Ran says, וצריך לדקדק במקורות אלו. We have to look closely at these verses. כי אמר בראשונה, initially, Moshe Rabbeinu says, והשבותה לבבך. He says, you'll take heart. You'll think about it. And אחר כך, only afterwards, does he say, ושבתה עד השם אלוקיך, you'll return to Hashem. Moshe is describing two stages. He says, firstly, you'll take heart. Secondly, you'll repent. Thirdly, ופסוק אחרון, and the final pasuk also says, ושב השם אלוקיך את שבותך וריחמך. Hashem will help you return and have mercy over you. ואמר עוד, and then Moshe says, Vishav, Hashem will return, וקיבצך מכל העמים, will gather you from all the nations. וצריך ביאור מהם שני זוגות הללו. The Ran says, we have to understand what's this repetition. Why is man's tshuva repeated twice? You will take heart, you'll return to Hashem. Hashem will return you, Hashem will return and gather you. What's this duality? ונראה לפרשם כך. I think, says the Ran, the way to interpret it is like this. ראשונה אמר הנש למוש רבינו says, והשבותה אל לבביך. You will take heart, כלומר, in other words, שתהרהר התשובה בלב. You'll think about doing תשובה. Step one is, I have to think I want to do תשובה. אבל לא תשלימנה עד שתעשנה בפועל. You didn't finish it. You didn't actively do תשובה. But step one, you thought about it. ואחר כך, and only afterwards, תתחזק להשלימה. A person can strengthen himself and accomplish it. וזהו שאמר, and that's why Moshe only then says, ושבת עד השם אלוקיך ושמעת בקולו. You'll return to Hashem and listen to his commandments. ואחר כך אמר, afterwards, Moshe says, שעל שני דברים הללו, corresponding to these two stages of תשובה, so corresponding to them, יגמלך השם יתברך, השם will pay you back, על כל אחד ואחד כפי עניינו. Each one corresponding to that stage. על הראשון, over step one, שירהרת תשובה בלבך, that you thought of doing תשובה, so over that, Moshe says, ושם השם לוקח את שבותך וריחמך. השם will bring you back, כלומר, in other words, שיתנך לרחמים לפני שובך. What does it mean, השם will bring you back? That השם will initially give you a better standing in חוץ לארץ. ויניח לך מעצבך, and they will give you a break from your suffering. ויהיה ושב. What does it mean, vishav? Vishav doesn't have to mean you will return. Shav could be like Shabbat. Vishav Hashem elokecha et shivutcha. Hashem will give you peace, which will ultimately enable you to return to Israel. Aval lo yitzeach Hashem kecha bishvil ze bilvad. Vishav, which we initially translated as Hashem will bring you back, he says, no, it comes from the word shuva. It comes from the word nachat and shuva, peace and tranquility. שכשם שאתה לא השלמת לגמרי חוק תשובתך, השם says, you didn't complete your תשובה, כן הוא לא ישלים ממך לפתות נפשך לגמרי. So השם doesn't do a complete redemption yet. Step one, you reach a certain tranquility. אבל אם הדבר השני, but if the second point, שהזכיר למעלה, that was mentioned earlier, ושבתה עד השם לוקחה, you'll return completely to השם ושמעתה בקולו, and listen to him, שפירושו, what that means is, שתשלים חוק תשובתך לגמרי, that you'll complete your responsibility to do תשובה in its entirety. Over that, Moshe Rabbeinu reiterates, and then he completes it and says, Vishav, Hashem will return, v'kibitzcha mikol ha'amim, and gather you from all the nations. Klomar, it's as though what Moshe is saying is, shekmochen hu yashlim gulatcha mikol v'chol, Hashem, corresponding to our tshuva, will completely bring us back with a complete redemption. And that's why it says afterwards, im yiyeh nidachacha b'kzeh ha'shamayim, If you've been scattered to the edges of the heavens, Misham yikabetzcha Hashem Elokecha. Hashem says, I'll regather you even from there. Umisham yikachecha, and even from there Hashem will take you. Ve'viyacha Hashem Elokecha la'aretz, and Hashem, your God, will bring you to the land asher yarashu avotecha, that your forefathers inherited. Ve'rishta, you will inherit it. Ve'tivcha, Hashem will make it good for you. Ve'hirbecha me'avotecha, and Hashem will make you even greater in number than your patriarchs, than your forefathers. So the Ran is giving us a very important tool in tshuva. And this step one very often requires us to have a lot of bravery. The patience is for step two. Okay. But step one, to say, I want to do tshuva. Sometimes a person says, I don't see how I'm getting out of this. I don't see myself ever changing this trait in myself. And step one is the ability to say, no, I want to do different. I want to take that step, even if I don't yet know how. That decision is already a stage of tshuva that has to be accomplished. And to my mind, it requires a lot of bravery.
Huge. It might not even be able to be done in one generation. But as long as you can pass that gap, if it's on a national level, I want it, this life is, you know, it's comfortable, but there's something seriously missing. And you see, maybe, you know, the next generation sometimes will pick up. I've seen it, you know, personally, and in certain areas. You know, people do get stuff from their kids that the parents have put in the spark or something. And, it's, you know, and instead of, like, in the beginning, he's saying, don't feel bad that you can't do all at once. That's the recipe, is generally, unless you're exceptional, not to do all at once. Because if you do,
for sure,
both on an individual level and a national level. You may return and then have to go out again because you're not ready for it.
For sure, yeah. For sure, yeah. Yeah, I think the tool the Ran just gave us, which is the conclusion of the 10th speech, is a very important tool. And the idea that the Ran says, a person has to cure himself according to what they can handle. It's very important not to jump too high, too fast. And also it's important to realize that Hashem doesn't expect it of us. There was an excellent teacher when I was in elementary school. Today he's like a well-known educator. People read his books, and his name is Rabbi Yaakov Horowitz. So he's very famous today. Once upon a time he wasn't so famous. And once upon a time my parents were his next door neighbors. So I grew up playing basketball with him. So he was already a parent, but he was and still is very cool.
Where was this?
In Muncie, New York. We literally lived next door to them. I mean, their kids grew up in our house. And so we were very, very good friends. And he once told us that when he would give a test, so some kids had to do all the test, and other kids had to do 80% of the test, and other kids 60%, and other kids 50%. And based on the amount that each kid could do, that's how much they had to do. They would know in advance. You have to answer the first 5 questions of the test. You have to learn the parasha until Shlishi. You have to learn till Chamishi. You have to learn the whole parasha. Each kid based on their level. And if they did to their level, they'd get 100. Meaning if the kid was responsible to do the first 5 questions of the test and he did them completely, he'd get 100. And the kids understood that it was fair, that in order for you to get 100, you got to do the full test. And then for him to get 100, he has to do the first 8 questions of the test. When we approach mitzvot, very often we feel like there's 613, and if I don't live up to them, I'm not getting 100. Well, that depends on where I'm coming from. If a person grew up from birth and they know everything, and they, so then the expectation is they should really live up to what they have to do. But if a person has a struggle and they find themselves, wait a second, this is hard on me and that's hard on me and I'm working on it. And so then we say, who said you have to grow overnight? And it could be a person grew up from birth and then they find themselves, they wandered and now they have to come back. So what the Ran just taught us is that tshuva, the expectation is not for a person to reach the 100% overnight. And if what he can do is right now only mitzvah A and B and C, that's called 100 for him. It's a very important concept. The Ran says you have to cure yourself to the point that you can. And more than that is not expected of you. And to the point that you can, that's called getting 100. That's called you did what you could. And it's not that Hashem says, okay, that's the best you can do. Okay, I'll have to live with you, right? Or whatever. No. Hashem says, I don't expect more from you. Hashem doesn't come with unfair claims of His creatures. Hashem knows our capacity and says, within that realm, I want you to work. And that realm changes. What's super easy for us today can sometimes become super difficult down the road. But what's super difficult today definitely can become super easy down the road. In all of our life, as we grow, we acquire things. If we go back to our example last night, imagine Yaakov Avinu dealing with his father-in-law who's tricking him. Dealing with day after day the unfair business practices of his father-in-law. I'm sure that the first days that he didn't tell his wives a word of how unfair his father-in-law was were much tougher than a year or two into it, when suddenly it was, okay, that's the way we do things here. Things can become second nature. We can acquire traits such that it's not difficult. If it's second nature to daven, if it's second nature to put on tefillin, then I could work on other things. We try to acquire good habits so that those are not the challenges I'm dealing with. But says the Ran, step one is I have to realize my range, and within that range, desire that I want to grow. And that's a very important step.
Question, please.